Okay, so you guys know I have talked many times about Indeed and how we have used Indeed in our house and in our businesses many, many times, whether I am looking for someone to help me in the house, looking for someone to help in our businesses, Indeed has been my go-to. With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. Choose Indeed and join 3 million companies worldwide who use Indeed to hire great people and help grow their teams faster. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applicants that need them. And I love this part of it because when I put a particular job post that I was looking for, I needed certain skills. I needed people who were proficient in certain things. And with the instant match, you can do that. You can develop the skills test to make sure that they have the skills that they say they do. So join over 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tide.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Well, as usual, folks, it's a Wednesday morning, and it's now been effectively 4 Wednesdays that we have not argued on Wednesday morning.
I know. This morning it was a little touchy, but I refrained myself.
You refrained yourself. Now, do not act like you was the victim.
Oh, we... I never said it was a victim.
But you said I refrained.
Yes.
Insinuating that I had done something that you would need to refrain
from. No, you haven't done anything. No, you haven't done anything. I never said you did anything.
But, you know, folks, I wanted to start this podcast today. I want to get all the negative stuff out of the way. And then let's focus on things that are positive. Everyone knows at this point kind of what has gone down in the state of Georgia and with the Georgia Department of Revenue and the collusion, you know, between, you know, these 8 different agencies there and how they worked together to try to take us down. So I received a copy of a lawsuit sent over to me by my team yesterday. And it's a lawsuit filed by Beverly Wright, who is the plaintiff, and the state against the state of Georgia, the Georgia Department of Revenue, and David Curry, the former commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. He has since left the building, you know, kind of like Josh Waits left the building, kind of like LaShawn Wright left the building, kind of like Jeff Mitchell left the building. You know, everyone wants to say these people left of their own accord. I want to be very clear. Josh Waits did not resign, regardless of what his wife wants to post on her Instagram. She is lying to you folks. He did not resign. It's out there on Google if you want to check it. He was fired. David Curry knew what Josh Waits was up to. He was covering for it. Now, he was the commissioner. Now, David Curry has since left the building. And this lawsuit, again, this is one of a couple of lawsuits, I think, that this one may have been filed, and then there's a couple of more that's being filed that I'm aware of. But David Curry was the state revenue commissioner. And then Scott Graham was the deputy state revenue commissioner. Stacy Guest, who I posted about last week, who's an attorney who has lied in her statements to in this federal case. She is the chief tax officer. Jeff Mitchell was the acting director and chief office of special investigations. And Garland Watkins He is the director and office of special investigations. This lady has filed a lawsuit against all of these individuals and has demanded a jury trial. Now, I want to read to you. This is why my attorneys sent this over to me yesterday. And I'm going to hit the high, high marks here and let you guys see it when I post it on my Instagram. But let's see. Plaintiff, formerly a criminal investigator and special agent 3 for and employed by the state of Georgia, Georgia Department of Revenue, learned of or suspected criminal behavior, violations of state and federal laws, violations of protected individual civil rights, financial improprieties, including violations of DOR policies, rules, and regulations. Specifically, plaintiff learned that a citizen of Georgia, Mr. Michael Todd Chrisley, had been improperly and illegally targeted by the Department of Revenue investigators for administrative tax and revenue violations due to his status as a high-profile television and media personality. Now, folks, this is a lawsuit that this woman has filed against the Georgia Department of Revenue, the former Commissioner David Curry, Stacy Guest, an attorney with the Georgia Department of Revenue, Jeff Mitchell, a former employee with the Georgia Department of Revenue, but also law enforcement, Scott Graham, all the people that I've named for you. And this woman is saying that she learned that I was targeted for improperly and illegally targeted by DOR investigators for administrative tax and revenue violations due to my status as high profile television and media personality. Folks, this is in a separate lawsuit with a woman that used to work there that is law enforcement that knew about this. There are so many other things in here, but it says plaintiff became aware that an investigation into Chrisley had begun only due to his status as a celebrity and other criminal investigators, special agents with GDOR, were ordered, supervised, directed to conduct an administrative revenue and tax case against Chrisley. The case was initiated, ordered, directed, supervised, managed, or reported to David Curry, State Revenue Commissioner, Scott Graham, Deputy State Tax Commissioner, Stacy Guest, Chief Tax Officer, then in her official position as Director, Special Office of Special Investigations, Joshua Carl Waits, Office of Special Investigations, then Chief Office of Special Investigations. Waits was later terminated, folks, terminated by GDOR on or about March the 11th, 2020, for issues related to integrity. Now, folks, I'm going to be posting all of these little screenshots that I've taken of this lawsuit that's been filed that mentions our name. But this is coming from a third party who worked for the Georgia Department of Revenue, who was there, who knew the illegal, things that were going on. And this has now come out and is a publicly filed federal lawsuit that this woman has filed. Now, there are multiple recordings that have been obtained that proves the allegations in this lawsuit that this woman has filed. We are asking to hear those recordings so that we can see if any of that stuff is in relations to us or, if it has any benefit to us or if it's just solely for her suit. But this agency is one of the most corrupt, organized criminal agencies that I have ever known about in my 53 years of existence. The governor, which I know a lot of people do not have any faith in Governor Kemp in the state of Georgia. I can't say that I have any faith in Governor Kemp because Governor Kemp, this case has been handed to his organization We have done all the work. Our investigators have dug up all of this information, and it was turned over to them, and there's still nothing that has been done. All we keep hearing is that there is a criminal investigation into Joshua Carl Waits. Joshua Carl Waits is aware that there's a criminal investigation into him. He has retained criminal counsel, and the state of Georgia is currently paying for his legal defense in the civil case that we have filed against him, and which is baffling to me that the state would even consider covering his legal expenses at this point, because the state is now aware of the criminal conduct that Josh Waits participated, organized, and initiated, not just with my family, but with others. There are multiple high-profile individuals that the Georgia Department of Revenue have gone after, and that was all because Josh Waits, who's a nobody. I mean, he worked for the Georgia Department of Revenue. He had no recognition. He has had no formal training to be in that position, had no formal education to obtain that position. He lied on his resume. He's now tending to his goats and cows and chickens and whatever other shit that he does. You know, he now has a bail bonds company that he started with Jeff Mitchell and Josh Waits. Now, keep in mind, those are the two that scissored together with each other there at the Georgia Department of Revenue, and covered for each other and all the unethical, you know, bullshit that was going on. And I don't know if y'all remember a long time ago that Jeff Mitchell wrote this heartfelt letter about all the years he had been involved in law enforcement and how he, you know, this was a sad day for him, but it was time for him to retire. No, Jeff, you should have retired long ago when you were with Clayton County. You just brought your corrupt ass straight over to the Georgia Department of Revenue because your butt buddy Josh Waits was there, so y'all could keep scissoring there doing the same sketchy shit that you've done in Clayton County. But with that being said, Jeff wrote this long, heartfelt letter. Now, we're deposing Jeff Mitchell, just as we're deposing Josh Waits. We already know the answers to our questions. We just want them to lie under oath, because then we're going to ask that the judge hold them in contempt for lying under oath, for perjury. Just as we've done with some of these other ass clowns that worked at the Georgia Department of Revenue. I get so many people asking, where is the ass clown of all of them, Katie Colvin? You know, Katie has crawled under a rock. Katie doesn't think that we know why she's not at work. The AG's office and the Department of Revenue they think we don't know what's going on. We do. You have not cleared the house yet. But with that being said, these depositions are going to shed a lot of light on things. And there are more lawsuits coming. And when I post this, there have been roughly 44 people that were let go with the Georgia Department of Revenue. And they were let go because David Curry, and you'll see this when I post it, made a statement to Katie Colvin when she said someone is leaking information to Todd Chrisley and we don't know who it is. And he said, well, once we find out, they will be fired. And she said, well, they're going to testify when this goes to trial or when they have this hearing. He said, and when they do, they will come out without a job.
With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. And I have talked to you guys many times about Indeed. I've used Indeed to hire people that we needed within our house. And now that Savannah is venturing out and has all these different businesses, we are using Indeed. You know, she needs someone to help her just every day, whether that's managing a schedule, whether that's performing just like an assistant duties. And then she also needs people who are proficient in social media and who can help her do that thing. Savannah's also working on another project. She just recently got her real estate license. So need an assistant for that. So that's why we're using Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. Join over 3 million businesses worldwide that need Indeed to hire great talent. I know when I was working through the post for Savannah, I was able to, you know, put in there, I need somebody who's willing to work 40 hours. There's lots of people who only want to work part-time. So it kind of gets those out of the way because, okay, if, you know, I need somebody full-time, if they're not looking for full-time, you don't do that. If they're not proficient in certain things that we need them to be, it's just easy to weed out the people and save you time in the end and make sure that your hire fits your needs. So get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at indeed.com/CC. That's indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, folks, that's coming from the commissioner of the Georgia Department, former commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue, which shows that he was there to cover up all of the criminal activity that was going on. Now, keep in mind, this same commissioner is the one who now claims that he's going to be running for a seat in Congress, which is not fucking shocking at this point. But we are going to back every opponent that he has, because even if I don't know who that opponent is, they cannot be worse than David Curry. It's just not possible. Between his pickle business, his cookie company, his barbecue business that he tried to force everybody at the Georgia Department of Revenue to pay for lunch and go to his restaurant. And these are statements that have been given to us, folks. I am repeating. I wasn't there. Thank God I don't work for the Georgia Department of Revenue, although I do feel like that I am a part-time employee of this corrupt organization. But getting back to the 40-something people that were terminated, a lot of these people were let go in what they tagged as a RIF, a reduction in force, when it was really just their way of trying to get rid of the people that were not on the corrupt team that would not cover, lie, cheat, and steal for them. What I encourage each individual to do, if you listen to my podcast and based on emails and stuff that I have received, I think that a lot of you are listening. I think that you guys should band together and create a class action status against the Georgia Department of Revenue and these individuals that targeted you and caused you to lose your retirement, you know, all the years that you've been with the Department of Revenue that has caused harm to your family financially. I think that you all should reach out to the attorney that filed this lawsuit for this Beverly Wright. And you should sit down with this man and try to come together and work together collectively as one, because your voice is louder when there's more of you. And try to make everything that is going on at the Georgia Department of Revenue right. Clean house from the top down. You should not have someone like Scott Santilli, who committed a felony with the FinCEN program. He should not still be employed there. You should not have someone like Scott Graham and Brian Crisp. They should not be there. These are people that have participated in criminal activity. You should not have someone like Amy Doherty Hines, who, according to the recordings from Katie Colvin, claims that Amy was having an affair with Josh Waits for years, and that Josh lied to his wife and said that, you know, there were no females that he worked with, that he had her phone number in his phone under a man's name so that if she ever texted while his wife was watching, it would come up as a guy's name. These are all things that Katie Colvin has told and that are on tape. So when you sit there, you know, with your head up your ass acting like you don't know these things happened, and then the shit hits the fan, don't be crying when it hits the fan. I just want everyone to know that, because so many people comment and talk about this and send us emails and messages on social media with new information and things that are going on and how they're trying to restructure the departments within the Department of Revenue and this, that, and the other. What I find very telling, folks, is that Stacey Guest was bypassed as interim commissioner until they can find somebody to put in there that is not of that same cesspool of corruption. Now, I'm hopeful that Governor Kemp is going to make that move and that he will bring someone from an outside agency in to try to clean it up. But if he moves at the same speed of doing that as he has with this investigation into the Georgia Department of Revenue, it might be 10 years before they actually get an acting commissioner in there that's not corrupt. I think that Stacey Guest was bypassed because they know that she has lied under oath. They know that she has lied in her witness statements. They know the corruption that she has been involved in and that she turned a blind eye to. We now know from Katie that Stacey Guest knew all of this. We know from Katie Colvin that Stacey has Stacey supposedly was involved in buying assets in a group, a partnership between herself, Josh Waits, Michael Lambros, Jim Beveridge, and I believe that it's Scott Graham, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going to commit to that one. But there was they had their own investment group, according to Katie Colvin. And this is on recordings, folks. This is not me just saying it, but I can post the recording. And yet she is still employed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Well, the reason she's still employed is because they need to protect her right now, because they know the things that we know about Stacey Guest. We are going to depose her, and after her deposition, we're going to take her deposition, line it up, and match it with everything that she has told to other individual third parties within the Georgia Department of Revenue that we now have statements from, as well as formal statements that she's made. And each lie that we have her on, we're turning that over to the Bar Association, and we're filing a formal bar complaint. Now, you know everything that's going on with, you know, Tom Girardi in California, and how the Bar Association has stepped forward and said they did not do their job. And that's they've got people in place now to make sure that never happens again. I'm hopeful we don't have a repeat performance of that in the state of Georgia when it comes to the Georgia Bar handling a valid claim filed against one of their members. And Stacey Guest is a member of the Georgia Bar. So we plan to bring that out. I feel like that at this point, there's so much that has come to light. We will continue to shed light on all of it as it comes in. When these other lawsuits are filed, we will post those, and we will make sure that everyone's aware of it. I feel like that for me, where I am right now with it is that I have to let God, which God's been doing everything that has happened thus far. God is the one who pulled the curtain back. God is the one who has shed light where there was darkness. God is the one who allowed Satan's siblings that have been dispersed to take us down. God has allowed that same net that they used to trap us to be the same one they became snared in. So I'm grateful, God, for all of the blessings to which you have given me, and for stepping in and doing what I could not do, because everything that has been done through you and by you. So I want to talk about things that are more positive. So I'm not going to give updates on this every week. I'm going to try to limit it to once or twice a month as the information comes in. And the other information that we are sitting on, we are saving for a later date. And when those recordings come out, when those witness statements come out at the next hearing or trial or whatever, I think that it will literally shock the entire core of the state of Georgia.
With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. And again, I've talked about Indeed many times, and we have used this job site to find people that we need, whether it's from someone that we need in the house, someone we need in our businesses. And currently, I'm looking for people for Savannah. She has many different businesses and she's venturing out and she needs to find that perfect hire. That's why Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. According to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With Indeed Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
So, with that being said, I want to move on to something that is more positive. This morning I got up and for whatever reason, I was in prayer, and something said for me to listen to Whitney Houston's I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And that song, folks, if you have not listened to it, it resonates with me every time I listen to it. And it truly is a very uplifting song, and it allows people to truly, if you're struggling, it allows people to, it gives them faith. And I would,
or it gives them hope.
It gives them hope.
Yeah.
And I would encourage each and every one of you to listen to that song, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And it really put me in a much, which I was in a good mood this morning when I woke up, but it really washed me in peace. And so I want to say, because listen, I've always been a huge Whitney Houston fan. I think she was the voice of a lifetime, and God rest her soul. I knew Whitney when we lived in Atlanta, and her daughter, Bobby Christina. And, you know, it's such a talent that was taken way too soon. And so many people out here are struggling with mental health, with drug addiction, with loss, with heartache, that we really do need to be looking around our inner circle and recognizing those that are struggling within our inner circle and be that positivity for that individual. Now, I know that it's somewhat, I don't want to use the term hypocritical because I don't personally think that I'm hypocritical at all, but I do think there are moments where it could be construed as that when I'm going off on these ass clowns with the Georgia Department of Revenue. But folks, I feel like that it is my job to make sure that these people are taken out of public office so they can't do to other people what they've done to us. And these other people may not have the financial resources to fight them the way that we have fought them. And I don't want them doing that because there's so many families that Josh Waits did this to that didn't have the money to fight with. So many families that came to this country of other nationalities that came to the land of opportunity and they settled in Georgia and they started their businesses, and Josh Waits targeted these demographics because he placed such fear in them that if they fought him or tried to take back the possessions that Josh Waits seized, that they would go to trial, be convicted of a felony, and therefore be deported back to their country. And whatever country they came from, obviously they felt was worse than them having to start over here. So I don't want to see things like that happen. And people like Josh Waits should never be in a public position again. This man now has a bonding company to where he can abuse people that he's picking up, just like he did the African-American male, because this guy passed Josh Waits on a highway, and Josh didn't want to be passed. So he ordered for him to have a warrant signed against this man, had him arrested, and said, and I quote, "Make sure he spends his holidays in jail, away from his family. Make sure he doesn't make bond until after the holidays." Folks, these kind of people that you see characters on television doing, this is a real-life character with Josh Waits. So, you know, I don't want to be hypocritical, but I do want to help those around me that need help. And I also want to make sure that I'm doing my part in this society that I participate in to make sure that if there's a wrong that's happening or someone's in a position to create harm in a massive level, that it's my job to expose that. So if you don't like the content that I place on my podcast, you don't like the things that I talk about, then listen, I will think of you often and miss you terribly. If you don't like things that I post on my Instagram, I will think of you often and miss you terribly. I did want to touch on Savannah posted a picture of Chloe last week, and there were so many people that came at Savannah saying, "She's not your sister. She's your niece. He's not her dad. He's her grandfather." People, shut up. Just shut up. This child has been raised by myself and my wife and has been brought up with Chase and Savannah and Grayson her whole life. She knows that Kyle is her biological father, just like she knows who her biological mother is. But she is being raised by me and Julie. And our therapist has said, allow her to call us whatever she's most comfortable with, what makes her feel most secure. We've asked her, what is that that you want? What do you feel? How do you feel about what you want to call us? What are we to you? And she said, "You're my mom and dad. And Sassy is my sister. Grayson and Chase are my brothers. And Kyle is my other dad." That is what an 8-year-old has decided to do in her mind that she's comfortable with. So I don't even know why I explain it to you, you bunch of degenerates out there who want to post a comment under a post about a child. Why do you should be grateful that she has a family that loves her, regardless of the title that she places on the family members that she's a part of. So I did have to go in there and drag one chick who has now made her Instagram private. And guess what, folks? She unfollowed everyone in the family. Well, we don't give a shit. We don't need people like you following us. So move it along. So if you don't want to get drugged, don't come on any social media member's family. Don't come on social media, and certainly not a member of my family's social media, and think you're going to come at them, because I will drag you and I will cause you to go private. So I'm not playing with you. You need to look at the graveyard that I have created with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter of all the people that don't have the balls to come back at the thousands of people that come at them once I shed light to it. So, you know, I wanted to discuss that. And then what is it that you had wanted to discuss this week, Julie? I feel like I'm carrying the podcast today because you're working another job right now.
No, I'm actually not. I was just letting you get all your updates that you wanted to get out there. So I'm good. I'm just, you know, I was tired from last night, so I'm still trying to recover. I filmed all day yesterday and then had a dinner last night, so I'm just recovering from that. So,
you know, I had a great Father's Day.
Yes,
I had a wonderful Father's Day. And, you know, I am grateful and blessed, you know, for the Father's Day that I had. And, you know, I'm not a big person on you guys giving me gifts.
Right. But I did, like the last two, was it Christmas that I did something good to?
Mm-hmm.
And then now this. So Todd had seen something that he really liked to go in the house. And
it was a piece of sculpture.
And so, you know, he talked about it. So I immediately like, okay, this is perfect. We can all go in together, the kids, me, and we can get it. Well, so I called a dear friend of yours. I got Chase to get me the number, and I called and I'm like, okay, I want to get this for Todd for Father's Day, but you need to tell him that it was sold already because they were having an art show the night before. I said, so you need to tell him it was sold.
And now, why did you tell him he needed to tell me that it was sold?
Well, because you'll buy it yourself. And I wanted to just throw it off a little bit that, you know, okay, it's already gone, so we have to choose something else. So he's like, Julie, I can have it there on Saturday. I'm like, what? This was like 2 days before. And he's like, yeah. And so I was actually at the ball field. And so I text Todd. I'm like, okay, there's going to be a delivery for you at 7:30 on Saturday night. So you just need to be expecting it. He's like, what is it? What did you think it really was?
I didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't even quiz you on it because I didn't have any idea that it was going to be that.
Gotcha. Okay. So he then sends me a text and said, oh my gosh, I love it. So we did get a little surprise over on him. And that's hard because y'all, for so many years, Todd has always made sure that everybody else felt special, whether it was their birthday or Mother's Day or Christmas. And so this was one time. I think this is now the second time that I, or the third time, because you have another gift we got you a few years ago that you really liked. So I'm now 3 for 3, folks. So, and listen, it's not about buying these extravagant gifts, but it is about just taking and making that extra effort to say, okay, I'm going to figure out a way to make this happen. So I think that's for sure what it is for you. Mm-hmm. And we all went in together and did this for him, and he loved it. You know, people ask me all the time, okay, where did you find this person that works for you? Where did you find this person that works in your home? How did you know they were a good match? And, you know, because I'm out here trying to find somebody and I just can't seem to find anybody. And that's why I tell them all about Indeed. With Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need stacks of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview, all on Indeed. As soon as you sponsor a post on Indeed, you get your quality shortlist from resumes on Indeed that match your job description. Indeed is the number one source of hires in the U.S., according to Talent Nest. With tools like Indeed Instant Match giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately, and Indeed skills tests that on average reduce hiring time by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so you only pay for applications that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, it's a, folks, this piece is absolutely amazing. And it's of a man who is giving praise to God. He's looking up at at the sky with his arms wide open, and he's bearing everything. And it just resonated with me that, you know, you go to your Lord and Savior, you know, and God sees you as you were when you came here, and he sees you as his child. And then when I found out the name of the piece, it was called Praise. It just grabbed me. And so I'm so grateful and thankful for that. And I love you and appreciate you. It's truly probably the greatest gift that I have ever received outside of letters from my children.
Gotcha. Well, good. I'm glad that we were able to do it because, you know, it's hard. You're a hard one to buy for.
Well, you know, I think it's because I just I don't want a lot of stuff, but if you're going to get me something, I want it to be something of value that I like to walk by. Like last year, you got me this huge piece of art that hangs in our former mm-hmm. living room. And I was like blown away. That took my breath. So you know what? I'm going to take that back. I probably, the last two gifts you've given me have been like the greatest gifts I've ever received.
Oh, so, thank you.
You know, I did want to touch on, you know, I don't watch a ton of television because I'm just making a lot of television. but I, you know, I do, everyone knows that we love Khloe Kardashian. So Julie said, I was laying there in the bed the other night and she said, oh, do you want to watch the
reunion with Andy Cohen.
Yeah, the reunion mm-hmm. or final interview or something with Andy Cohen, you know, kind of recapping what the Kardashians had done. And did Chris say that it was 14 years that they were on television?
Well, it was 20 seasons. So whatever that equated to.
And so, you know, I love all of those girls. I think that, you know, they are literally some of the hardest working women, period, not just in show business, just hardworking young women. And, you know, whether you like the Kardashians or whether you don't, everyone doesn't love the Kardashians. But guess what? Everyone doesn't love Todd Chrisley.
Right.
So.
Regardless if you like them or not, I think for us, we have to acknowledge that they paved the way.
100%. And in every interview I've ever had when the Kardashians' name came up, I've always given that credit because without the Kardashians, you know, there really wouldn't be a Chrisley Knows Best because they paved that way. Yes, there was the Osbournes prior to that. But no one ever went to Kardashian level.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I love all of those girls. I think that they're hardworking young women, always been very sweet when I've met them. I think Kylie is lovely. I think that Kim is very sweet. You know, we met her in New York. But Khloe has always been like, well, you know how I feel about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just always held a special place in my heart. And to watch the reunion or this interview that Andy Cohen did with them, whether you like Chris or not, you have to have mad respect for this woman. And, you know, she looked so lovely sitting on this sofa. She had a beautiful Vivian Westwood gown on. She looked amazing in. And, you know, they talked about, you know, her, you know, charging 10% commission. And mm-hmm. I remember being on the same panel with her at, was it Fountain Blue, the Fountain Blue in
I think
Miami?
So.
And Chris and I both sat on that same panel and that same question was brought up. And I said, you know, I don't take any money from my kids, you know, to help them or represent them. And Chris looked at me and smiled. She said, no, you need to take your 10%. and you know, and I love the way that she responds to things. But what was so amazing, and you know, because I do deal with a lot of stuff, you know, within our show. The way it works for us is that, kind of like what Chris said, everyone, we all get together, we have a conversation, we talk about who wants to come back, who wants to do this show, who wants to do what. And then I will convey back to whomever it is that's asking the question. And then that person will then speak with every member of the family. So I don't call the shots when it comes to what the kids are going to be doing or if they want to do something. They're adults. They make these decisions. But for all of her girls to say that she's one of the hardest working people they know and that she's earned everything that she has, for a parent to hear that is one of the greatest compliments that you could ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when she called out, you know, when they asked her who was the most difficult, you know, one to work with, it wasn't a shocker that everyone knew that it was going to be Courtney. Everyone has a Courtney in their family. I certainly have a Courtney in my family. But, you know, everyone has a Chris. Everyone has a Kim. If you're lucky, everyone has a Kim and a Kylie and a Khloe. You know, that's not to diss Courtney, because I think that Courtney's absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
I think she's got an amazing body, but her priorities are different. You know, she's made it very clear her priorities are going to be that she's going to focus on her kids and that she's going to do what she wants to do. And she's allowed to do that.
Right.
But then you have the love of our life, Chloe, sitting beside her mother. And when she started talking about that, her self-esteem before the show
was
amazing, that she loved herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that when she came on the air and on the show is when her self-esteem started to deteriorate. Mm-hmm.
And I think it wasn't just fans, but she was saying that when they would come to, like, do a photo shoot.
The stylist.
You know, all the other girls would have racks and racks of clothes to choose from, and she might have
one or two looks.
One or two outfits.
And then she was told, well, it's okay, Chloe, because you're going to be in the background.
Anyway,
you know, Kim and Courtney will be in the front. And folks, I just had tears running down my face when I was listening to her, because to know this girl, it's one of the greatest blessings that you could ever have. I mean, I worked with Chloe on another show, and to sit and hear her talk and how she speaks about people, you don't hear her trashing other people. You don't hear her saying all this negativity. She's just a good, decent, kind human being. And for whatever her personal situation is, we all have shit that we have to deal with. And I just think that she handles herself as classy as you could handle negative situations. I just think that True doesn't even know yet how blessed she is to be raised by a young woman of Chloe's character. And Chloe, if you hear this, you already know that Todd Chrisley loves you. But you need to know that the entire Chrisley family loves you, supports you, are proud to even mention your name, because I think you are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. I think your body is banging. You have literally caused Kim to step up and take notice. I'm sure that Kim wishes the hell that you would give it a rest for a minute. Because now she's having to keep her shit on point, which, folks, let's keep it real. Kim has kept that body banging forever.
Okay, but nobody's worried about
but
that.
But she's having to literally get up every day and say, well, shit, Chloe's working out. I got to work out, too. I might have skipped today, but I can't skip today because I see her. I see Chloe right at my side. So I just think if you guys did not watch that interview, was it two parts? It was two parts, and we watched it all at the same time. But I think that if you haven't watched the interview, go watch that interview, because I think it will cause you to have a much greater appreciation for these women. And, you know, Kendall is probably the one that I've met her, but she was very quiet, but she addressed that she's shy.
And that she battles anxiety.
Yes. And so, folks, that's what I'm going back to originally when I started this conversation. No one knows what someone else is struggling with.
Right.
So let's just assume that everyone's struggling with something and not give them something else to struggle with.
Yep. So true.
But, you know, when you look at Kendall, I mean, say whatever the hell you want to about these women. Every one of them's beautiful.
Yes,
every one of them's beautiful. And, you know, to hear Kylie talk about why she started her lip kit, because she kissed a boy and he said, wow, you've got really small lips. And that caused her to be insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And folks,
I think it was almost like your lips are so small, they're almost unkissable.
Well, that's what she felt.
Yeah, that's how she felt.
And she's absolutely.
And that all that matters is
how someone else feels about themselves.
Feel. Mm-hmm.
And folks, she's just the sweetest soul. And I'm so, so grateful to even know about all of her successes and being a billionaire at her age. And I love that she said, I don't get up and look in the mirror and say, wow, you're a billionaire. I love that.
So I think we all have something in common, and that is we need more time in our days. We don't need to waste our time trying to find people to help us, trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. And with Indeed, you're closer than you've ever been to hiring candidates with the skills you need. You don't need a stack of resumes on your desk. You don't need more work. You need Indeed. I know I have over the years had such difficulty finding people who fit the needs that I have. And with Indeed, you're able to get your quality list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster, and you only pay for the candidates that meet your must-have requirements and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately, and Indeed skills tests that on average reduce hiring time by 27%. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
I loved when Kim, because I do believe that Kim is the real OG.
Yeah, she is.
Kim is literally Todd Chrisley and Kris Jenner rolled into one.
Yeah.
Because she just calls that shit out.
Yes.
When they were talking about the whole Jordan fiasco or whatever, mm-hmm. and my girl, Chloe, was being so polite and kind, Kim just chimed in, said, listen, let's just cut the bullshit. If you are married or we have a baby with you, then you are in our life forever. We have to be civil, courteous, and polite. And I'm paraphrasing here on exactly what she said. She said, but anything else? No, move it on. So I have mad respect for Kim for saying what she said. You know, don't be trying to come up here in here and screw my wife and then think we're going to be friends later. No, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen because you won't have a need to talk to me because you'll have my wife all to yourself all along because, I mean, she's gone. But, I mean, I just felt like it was a very good, powerful interview. Andy Cohen did a great job with it. He asked a lot of the tough questions, which Kendall said, I love that you're asking the tough questions. Because it allows me to really get into things that bother us. I think one of the things that bothered them was that the Kardashian curse with men.
Yeah.
And I love that Kris jumped in there and said, and how many NBA championships have they had since a relationship with the Kardashians?
Right. And also Kendall's like, okay, but they had some responsibility in those breakups too.
100%.
It's not just a one-sided thing. She was very like.
And here's the thing. You got involved with these women because they are the Kardashians.
Right.
You wanted a beautiful woman, a powerful woman, a woman of independent means, and that's what you went out to get. And mm-hmm. when you got it, don't be mad at them because you couldn't live up to their standard.
That's right.
You went out here, if you cheated on one of them, you went out here and cheated because your self-esteem, you had a problem with your self-esteem because they clearly didn't have one with theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally said this yesterday, you know, to someone else that's very near and dear to me. Don't shop at Target if Neiman Marcus is where you want to reside.
Right.
Don't go out here and date someone and expect them to give you more than what they are capable of giving you and then get pissed off because they can't.
Yep.
You meet someone where they are at their current position in life. You fall in love with them and you grow your family and your empire together.
Mm-hmm.
You and I came from very little. What we have, we've earned, we've worked for.
That's right.
But when you married me and when you became involved with me, you had no idea that I was going to be as amazing in bed as what I am, that I was going to age well, that I was going to be a good father, or that we were going to be on television.
100% no.
But look at where God put us.
Yep.
So I think that, you know, this podcast, I've been able to talk about a lot of different things, but the message that I want to leave today is about gratitude. Be grateful for all of the people that have come in and out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because every one of them had a purpose.
Yep. That's right.
If they are in your life and they've been in your life for a lifetime, then God intended for that person to be there for a lifetime. If they left your life, God intended for them to be there for a season. But do not let that season go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
When they leave, let them leave you behind in a place of infinitely more knowledge than what you had before they came into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to deal with a different situation or a different circumstance. Everyone that comes into your life is not meant to stay in your life. And everyone that you lose that you wanted to keep forever was not meant to stay either.
Yep.
So I think that you can love from a distance.
100%.
You can respect from a distance. You can have well wishes from a distance. But in order to protect your own sanity and to have an inner peace that you control, you also have to be able to know when to disinvite someone.
For sure.
And let's...
Because I think that's more people's problem than not. They don't know when to...
To disinvite.
Uninvite.
Uninvite. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You need to be able to... You have that power to uninvite someone into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should be grateful to all of the people that have gone before us in every capacity of life, whether it be a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle, a brother, sister, grandparents. We should be grateful for every person that walked before us.
Yeah.
Because if we're paying attention and looking ahead, then we're seeing the footsteps that they've made. And I know that at 53 years old, I am nowhere near where I want to be at 73, but I'm a hell of a lot further along at 53 than I thought I'd be at 43.
Yep.
So with that being said, folks, we thank each and every one of you each week for tuning into Chrisley Confessions. We have a huge announcement that's coming in the next 4 to 6 weeks that we hope that all of you will rejoice in as much as we're going to rejoice in telling you about it. So until next week, good luck and God bless.